FCUM Radio, FC and Community United.
Hi, it's Maria Silvestri from the Biosphere Project with our trainer for the Sunday workshop. Today was at Tree Care. Hi, can you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Nils Caulfield. I'm today's trainer delivering a workshop on tree care, ecological management of fruiting and nut producing trees.
Is it your first workshop here at the Biospheric Project?
I've delivered a number of different workshops here, mostly focused around forest gardening and other ecological sustainable land management practices.
How was the workshop today?
The workshop went very well. We had a small group that was very interested, very attentive. They had lots of personal interest in the topic, and I felt that a lot of them left with new ideas and confidence around implementing fruit tree and fruit tree care and their own allotment gardens.
So in general, what kind of people can be interested?
The courses are open to anybody. They are for all levels and all ages. No need for any prior experience in gardening or any other schooling. And today we had a nice mix of ages and professions, a garden designer, some garden workers attended.
Anywhere we can find more information about the topic?
People can find out more information by contacting me directly or by visiting my website, which is ediblecities.co.uk. They can find more information by googling for holistic orchards or holistic tree management, and also another big one is Soil Food Web.
Any other workshop in the future?
There's an exciting series of courses coming up. Myself and Ben and other members of the Biospheric team will be delivering a series of courses, urban activities, urban food activities, a session on mushroom cultivation that I'll be leading, which will be a one-day course for people of all backgrounds and all ages on cultivating mushrooms indoors and outdoors, and how to turn their garden spaces into wonderful fungi, edible mushroom-producing spaces.
Any advice for people who want to start to approach this field?
Yeah, interesting. I think that there's lots of different opportunities and lots of different angles that people can take. One good way for people to get an overview is perhaps to do a short design course, either a permaculture design course or an organic gardening design course. But really, it's just about meeting people and talking about what you're passionate about, what kind of food, if food is your thing, finding out what food you really want to grow, and then finding out how you can grow it. And then once you know how you can grow it, then you can look for opportunities for how you can learn how to grow it, either from books or face-to-face or one-to-one.
How do you see the collaboration with the Biospheric Project in the near future?
I think it's very exciting. I think there's a lot of opportunities here in Manchester that the Biospheric have opened up. They've established a very firm base right in the part of the community, and they're coupling that with cutting-edge research and implemented food practice here in the city. And I think that we're very well placed to deliver some very exciting activities, workshops, courses in food production, really unifying the passion that there is for food and healthy eating around sustainable land management here right in the heart of Manchester.
Thanks a lot for being here, and now we listen to some nice feedback. We are here at Three Will House with
Tom.
How was the workshop?
Yeah, so far so good. Enjoying myself. Plenty of notes to refer back to, and the soup's good.
Have you got your own orchard or garden, or you plan to have some?
Yeah, I've got quite a large garden, low maintenance. But I used to have an allotment when I was younger, so I still sort of have sort of vegetables in my garden growing.
Hi, I'm Miranda. So I've got an allotment and a garden and quite a lot of fruit trees, so this morning's been really useful to think about what I'm doing right and what I'm doing wrong, and hopefully I'll get some ideas for increasing fruit yields and doing things so that they're lower maintenance and better for the soil.
How do you find the workshop so far?
Well, it's brilliant, yeah. It's really nice. The teacher trainer, I guess, is really fantastic. With his knowledge, he works in the industry, he can answer all our questions, he's got a really nice manner, and I think that really helps, that you can take in the knowledge and the new skills
Thanks. Thanks a lot. Hi. Hi, John. What did you get from the workshop today?
It's been really, really useful. Feeling a lot more confident about apple pruning, especially, but also understanding of the soil and the importance of the. I had not come across the term the soil food web before.
Have you had any practical activities today?
Yes. Yes. We were outside and we had a large number of apple trees to think about how to prune and then actually prune them.
It was fascinating. I felt like I've learnt a lot more about a different approach to tree care, which really starts from soil. Although I had some idea of the soil food web, it's just been really clearly explained to me now, so I think I can take that away and apply it to my own gardening, so that was really great.
Do you think, are you gonna have a new tree now?
Yeah, hopefully. I've got some trees on my allotment, none of which are particularly doing very well. But now I've taken this course, I'm hoping I can go back and apply the techniques I've learned and really sort them out. I mean, time will tell, but I'm quite optimistic I can do something positive and get myself lots more fruit in the years to come. So
nice.
That's great.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
FCUM Radio, FC and Community United.